Jesus fucking Christ, it's cold outside. God damn it. On the side of the road. I haven't seen a fucking car drive by in 20 minutes. However fucking long I've been standing out here for. Ugh, Jesus. Does no one drive here? Like, ever? I get it's the back road, but... is that someone? There's no one there. Alright. Just my fucking luck, I guess. Phone's dead. Don't know where the next stop is. Couldn't even find the fucking bus stop, Jesus Christ. Oh. Guess I better keep walking. It's all this fucking snow. Shit. Is that someone? Can't fucking see. Those are some headlights. Oh shit. Hey, hey! Hello? Just drive on by. I can't blame them. I'm wearing all black. Besides, it's not that late, but it is pretty fucking dark. And that was one car in like half an hour. Does no one live around here? I feel like I've been walking for fucking hours, but I don't think I'm that far from the neighborhood. What the fuck? Oh shit. Hold on. Oh, that is a car coming. Alright. Hey, hey, hey! Yeah. Please slow down. Please. Oh my god. I'm gonna freeze to death. That's it. That is the end of my fucking life. I'm gonna have hypothermia. My fingers are gonna fucking freeze off and just snap off and... my blood's gonna start freezing up like a goddamn slushie. And I'm gonna die out here. I guess it is what it is. Oh, shit. Yeah. Here. Hello. Yep. There we go. Getting somewhere. Hey, yeah. I've been walking for, like, I don't know, 45 minutes at this point. Do you know where the next gas station is? It's not too far from here. Oh my god, please, if you do not mind, I would appreciate that. I'm freezing. My socks are cold. I feel like I'd have to amputate my feet now. Extreme frostbite out here. Was it like negative 30? Jesus Christ. Yeah, no, I would have called a taxi, but my phone's dead. Seriously, you are godsend. I appreciate you so much. Yeah, if you could just get me to the next gas station, I can probably call a cab from there. But I'm sure cabs would be able to, you know, swing by or whatever. Or, I mean, if there's, like, a motel nearby, like, I can even do that. I have cash on me. I just don't have a phone. Just gotta charge my phone. Do you know if there's a motel nearby? Is that too much to ask for? I think it'll be easier for me to to grab like a phone charger from front desk or something and stay the night. No, I'm not from here. Yeah. Oh no, like you wouldn't be able to drive me back to the city. No, it's far. Ugh, thank you so much. Shit. It's fucking cold. Thank you. You don't mind if I sit up front, do you? Yeah, I don't know. I don't really like sitting in the back. I appreciate that. Thank you. Oh, no. Honestly, I was just coming back from a friend's house, and she told me that buses ran this way. Told me as soon as I walked out of the neighborhood, make a left, like where the pond is, and just follow that, I was going to hit a main road. And clearly an hour later, I couldn't find the main road. Couldn't find the bus stop that she was saying. And yeah, I couldn't go back at that point because I don't know how many turns I've taken. It was so dark. Now, I live in the city, that's why. Like these suburbs, they confuse the fuck out of me. You're at someone's house or whatever, at a party, and next thing you know, you're in the middle of fucking nowhere. Farm or something, but out in the fucking boonies, like, I don't know. So much for a friend, right? Yeah. Where are you driving off to? Or where are you coming from, if you don't mind me asking? Oh, this is the route that you take to and from? I see. That's cool. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of... I didn't think any car would come by and pick me up, so... Honestly, like, I thank you so much. Yeah. Oh, okay, so you're going to work. Okay. That's cool. I mean, if you don't mind, like, dropping me, wherever you suit, whatever suited. I don't want to take you, take too much of your time, really. Thank you so much. Like, I can... Here. Let me get my wallet. Okay. I guess I don't have my wallet. No, it's okay. I've got some cash in my coat. This is for gas. Seriously. Gas money? Like, a good Samaritan like you. Picking up a girl, half frozen to death outside, willing to take her to the next town or whatever. It's a rarity, honestly. Like, no one really picks up hitchhikers these days anyway. I thought that age-old cautionary tale, don't pick up hitchhikers, I thought that's in the past. You know, killers these days and whatever become very innovative. And it's kind of crazy. I know, it's a weird thing for me to say. I'm sorry. How far do we have until the next town? About a bit of ways away. Shit, where the fuck did I walk? That's insane. Oh, yeah. No, I'm never coming back here. At least not without a car. Oh, no, thanks. I'm totally fine.
I think at the motel, I'll just, like, grab coffee or something. It's all good. Yeah. No, it's honestly, I know. Silly mistake on my part. Wasn't thinking ahead. Didn't charge my phone enough to, yeah, I know. Well, I mean, I wouldn't really say it was entirely careless on my part. And to be fair, this is the middle of nowhere. So, yeah, that's fine. So, like, what do you do? Oh, you own a farm. That's neat. Cool. Oh, me? You know, odd jobs here and there. I'm not really settled. It's nothing crazy, I mean. I guess I'm just the type of person that can't settle down. Yeah. I can totally get you something, like a bite to eat or something, once we get there. On me. Really, on me. It'll be on me. No? Okay. That's fine. At least take the gas money. That's the least I can offer. Well, suit yourself. Guess we can know a little more about each other. Till then. That's a nice ring. Wife and kids? Oh, no kids? It's cool. So you look so young. No, I don't have any kids, no. I don't have a boyfriend. Eh, it's all good. It's not like a priority for me, so. Hey, Do you want to know a secret? I feel like, you know, since we're strangers and whatever, we're probably never ever going to see each other again. I guess I can, like, you know, get this off my chest. That's all right with you, I guess. Yeah, well, I killed someone. Yeah, we can laugh it off, it's fine. But you know, I'm not fucking kidding. I'm not coming from a party. I'm running away from the murder scene. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to go into all the gory details of it all, but, oh, you don't believe me? Yeah, I'm pulling your leg, right? Yeah. That's what everyone says to me. No, I'm really not joking. I mean, if you want to see, like, here, let's turn on these lights. Yeah, I'm wearing all black, but if you look closer. Yeah, that's all blood. dried blood on my face. There's more on my body, but I mean, you got a wife, so I don't think it's gonna be appropriate to get so intimate so soon. There's blood all over my tits, so. Oh no. No, you're not fucking calling anyone. No, there's no police involvement here. You understand? That's a knife. You reach for your phone one more time and I'm gonna fucking gut you alive. I don't care. I'm gonna dig the blade to your side. Right here. Poking a little, you feel that? On your right. And then I'm gonna, you know, drag it all across. And wait for all the goods to start spilling out. You still think I'm pulling your fucking leg, huh? You think? I'm still pulling your leg. Well, if you really want to find out if I'm telling the truth or not, you're gonna take out your fucking cock for me. You're gonna do what I say. I'm gonna get what I want. And that'll be up for you to decide whether or not I'm telling the truth. Right? You don't give me what I want. And, well, you know. Keep your eye on the fucking road. You're gonna crash us. So, it's just a very simple request. I just want your cock in my mouth and get you off. And you're gonna forget all about this. You're gonna drop me off at the fucking motel. And none of this has ever happened. Alright? None of this is real. You just go home to your wife and whatever. Cuddle up to her. Kiss and hug and fall asleep all cozy. And you're gonna never forget the best blowjob of your life. What am I doing? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Oh my god, you men are fucking idiots. Shallow mounds of flesh, no fucking thoughts, and all the same. Just a bunch of cocks and balls. Well, I mean, not everything has to have a fucking reason, right? I mean, sometimes you'll wake up and, hey, you'll choose to do this today. You'll choose to go for a sub sandwich with a soup today. Or a sub sandwich with fucking chips or something. And just cause. I don't know. Pick out two mismatching socks, just cause. Not everything has to have a rhyme or reason. And sometimes things just happen. And this is one of those times. It's all good. I killed that guy in the house just cause. Didn't do anything to me. I didn't know him. I just broke in. And crazy things happened. So, I mean, just cause. I mean, tell me why the fuck your cock isn't out yet. I can see you getting hard in there. Is this something that you've always fantasized about? Some hitchhiker on the road? It'd give you something more? Maybe a little pussy, a little flash you a bit, lick your cock a little bit. You can drop her off once you're done. Maybe you were gonna expect to take advantage of someone like me, right? That's the case, right? That's why you picked me up. I mean, why else would you have picked me up? I've got, you know, 2-3 cars that passed me by in the past hour waiting out there. They didn't fucking care. They didn't see me. They just drove on by pretending that they didn't see me because they didn't want to get involved with whatever it is that they may get involved with. And those guys are fucking smart. But you, on the other hand, you stopped for a reason. You saw a young woman, kind of distressed, out in the cold. You're not really empathetic. In the back of your head, you thought of all the possibilities that could have happened because of all those fucking pornos that you've watched that rot your brain. You think every strange girl out there that you pick up is gonna go and suck your dick. And, well, you know what? That's me. I mean, I'm gonna suck your dick. But it's gonna be on my terms and not yours. Right? Because I want it. Because I'm so fucking... Whew. I'm still on that high from coming in hot at that guy's place. So... Nothing like a little mix of sex and murder to spice things up, right? Take out your fucking cock. I want you to take out your cock so that I can suck it. And then once we get to where we need to go, it's so easy. I don't know why you're making this so fucking difficult. You can just take out your cock, I can suck it, you can get off, and we'll call it a day. Or you can just not do that. You will die in this car, and I will take the car, and we'll drive off to wherever the fuck we'll drive off to. I can get rid of your body. It's not difficult. It's just 2 in 1 night then. No, I'm not gonna stop. Take your fucking dick out right now. I'm not playing with you. I'm not fucking playing this. It's too cold to get a little weird. Just wanna suck some dick. Is that too much to ask, huh? I said, is that too much? To fucking ask, huh? You know what? I'll just reach over. Because, really, your pants are getting very fucking tight. Right? Just reach over. I'm just gonna zip your pants open. Get a little in there and, okay. So tell me. You didn't want to pass up on this opportunity because you thought you'd be able to, you know, get some action. What, your wife doesn't give you a blowjob? She's not into that stuff? No? That's fine. Sometimes blowjobs have to be deserved. Can't just get it randomly. Everything about this is a little bit ironic, isn't it? You are getting a blowjob randomly. But probably not from someone that you expected, really. You're getting a blowjob from a fucking psycho. I just killed someone. There's blood in my mouth. Oh. Well. Your cock's pretty fucking hard. a little exciting, right? Got this knife here. You do anything dumb, I can chop your fucking dick off. And then I'll stab you in the guts, I'll stab you in the chest, I'll stab you in the face, I'll break your neck. I don't care. Keep driving, keep your eyes on the fucking road. While I stroke you. That's it. I'm just touching you. There's no harm in this. There's lovers on the road. It's been a long day. All you want to do is relieve some stress. Right? So, let's get that cock nice and hard. A little bit of pre-cum is gonna, oh, make it very nice. Are you nervous? You scared? You still not sure if I actually killed someone? You're not sure if I'm gonna kill you? Oh, but you're so hard. You're so fucking hard. Come on. It's just a little interaction. It's just a little something romantic. Think of it like that. Think of it. Pretend I'm your wife. Or whoever the fuck you want me to be. Because clearly your wife is not doing a good job. You're doing shit like this, picking up random girls that you see on the side of the road, so. Just pretend I'm some other girl. Whatever girl that you might be fantasizing about, whatever girl you have in your head, that's not me. That's not that psycho that just skinned someone alive, gutted them, and left them for dead. Yeah? Okay. Alright, well, you're sufficiently hard. So, let's just get to it. Oh, fuck. You got a good tasting cock there, huh? Oh, you don't want to fucking test me. You don't want to test me. Because I can fucking kill you. You're enjoying this, though. I mean, dirty fucking pig. How's about that, huh? You disgusting waste of fucking space. Willing to get your dick sucked by anyone. Oh, you gonna fucking come for me? You fucking come for me? If you don't, I'm gonna fucking split your cock right down the fucking middle. Alright? You don't want that. You don't want it. You don't want to know how that feels like, do you? This is a fucking treat. Are you gonna come? Better come in the next 30 seconds.
I guess you'll never know what really happened. I guess it's for the better, right? You wouldn't want to find out. Yeah. I see a gas station over there. You can just drop me off here. Keep the cash. It's gas money. You better get home safe to your wife. And the next time she cuddles up to you, you're gonna remember that one time you picked up that psycho off the side of the road and she sucked your cock. And you'll never know whether or not what I said was true. I guess this is my stop. You get home safe now.